These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Go loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Tell your body your tail. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
step knock on.
Bonus episode. How are you, Terry?
I'm all good, brother. How are you?
Right, it's just me and you. And yeah,
mad not having the own fella here.
So we have to do our own questions, yeah? So we have one here. Is it cheating to still have a dating profile 6 months into a relationship? Unused but not deleted either. That's from Katie.
This is mad. Can we talk about films or something? Can we go back?
I just want to address that. I wouldn't call it cheating.
How can that be cheating?
I wouldn't call it cheating.
It's not cheating.
It's lack of a...
No, it's not a lack of action.
It was once. It's a lack of action.
Bro, it's not a lack of
it
action.
Is. Oh, you should have deleted it. You should delete it.
What?
Not cheating, but like, it's a lack of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wait, is it, like, so here's the thing, yeah? Is he refusing to delete, or does he just not remember that he made it before he met you, and it's still there, and he just doesn't know about it? Or did you say it to him, and he doesn't want to delete it? Because then it's like, well, what are you keeping it for? What? It's a fucking date now. But... that sounds to me like she's asking us because she hasn't said that to him. He probably doesn't even know he could have been on that for 2 hours one night. Created it, 2 hours in, didn't like it. Or he could have been on it all the time, but he hasn't been on it since he's with you. All you have to do is ask. That's the simplest thing in the world to do. I think I'm great at it as well. Just ask something. Because I'm very like that. Like, if I don't know something or I want to know something, I'll just ask. Just ask. Because if you leave, then your head's wrecked. Yeah, like, oh, I should have asked. Or they'd be trying to ring people and all.
To me, that's just like saying, asking your board to move into the gap, but realising you only have a single bed, and be like, should you not have ordered the bigger bed, pal? Get that stuff in line, because you have a relationship now. That's what I'd be thinking of. You're going to have a family. You're best off getting rid of that Nissan Micra, pal. Get a bigger car. Delete the fucking dating profile. That's all I'm saying. It's not cheating. The initial question is it cheating? No, it's not. But it is... you're putting your hand out to be slapped. Yeah, like you left yourself open there. Do you know what I mean?
Mad heavy to be standing on. It's, I'm not having it anyways. I completely disagree. Jesus, the poor bleeding fella forgot to delete it. It's something if he's swiping right, Calvin. I don't want to move off this yet. I'm actually fuming over that. I can't believe you're at the email there. Is our full name? Can we get a full name, Katie? Yeah. I like the name Katie and all, but I'm turned off it. That's madness, that.
I think we need to be careful. Ken's going to show up a whole gap.
I'm going to be like, are you for the poor fella? Yeah. Fuck me, man. It's different if he's swiping right, Calvin.
Now, he said it was unused, so he's not.
It's just, I wouldn't even call it cheating unless...
No, it's not cheating, but...
No, but I mean, I wouldn't
You're leaving yourself open to have an awkward conversation. That's the way I look at it.
Awkward?
Just giving...
It's, all you have to do is say what she said and go, unused, done.
As in, done. Having the profile exist and you're leaving yourself open. Do you know the way...
I feel like making one now.
You know that expression, like, don't give them a reason. You're giving her a reason there, pal. Don't I feel like make remember someone made one about me?
Yeah, bro. Remember that? They must have been stuck.
Fucking right. Yeah.
Straight on. Calvin O'Brien has a podcast.
Yeah. Got a bit of activity anyway, so it's nice to know.
You're happy about it? Like?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. It's nice to know, Terry.
But this, can we talk about this? That's such a normal human instinct to have, to want to know or be nice to know something.
Would you wish that like every board could have like a light on the head and then it just
ticks
and so you know, it's like that's grand.
But that's all.
I know. You're not no problem. I still know grand, and you don't have to worry about it.
But it's like for both parties. It's okay to have a little gander. It's okay to
window shop.
Yeah, look, I don't have an issue with that. It's an issue then when you start growing up, bleeding.
It annoys me when people would be like, oh, don't look at her, believe me, board is snapping. I'd be like, that sounds like a you problem, pal. You and your board have serious issues you need to address that.
I wouldn't call them serious issues.
That's insecurity, Terry.
Yeah,
issue,
it is insecure, but I'd say it's like that in most relationships, Cam.
I think it's insecure.
I don't think it's any hard to window shop, have a little gun.
But, yeah, and then if you thought that was an issue, do you not think that's an insecurity?
Well, it depends on, like, it depends.
On what?
It depends on what the window shopping is.
If it's window shopping, it's window shopping.
But it's okay to have a little gander, make a little comment, say, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's nice. She's nice. It's okay to do that. Are you fucking going over flirting?
That's not window shopping then.
That's fair enough.
That's inquiring. Do you know what? Do you have that in me, so is?
Do you know what I was even doing? Like, I think it's okay to even point it out yourself of someone of the same sex.
The Jude thing. Bellingham fella.
Yeah, he's a handsome ass. If they say no, then you go, you're hiding something. You're lying. You must be lying if you don't think he's a belter.
Why did this turn into like a leading dating relationship advice podcast?
Don't know. Do you know what to do? I just feel like cutting this whole thing and walking out. To be honest with you, I really do. I'm bleeding. I don't want to get down this route.
Right, I'll do the next one, yeah?
Right, go, bro.
I know you don't follow either sport, but you think you'd be better at hurling or rugby off the bench? And that's from Joe.
Rugby. Hurling's... I put hurling up there, one of the hardest sports. Like, hold on for a minute. Let me get something straight as well. I'm a big fan of, like, boxing and football and working-class sports, as we know, yeah? As we know, yeah?
Is hurling not a working-class sport?
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a working-class sport? Yeah. Didn't know that. But anyways, just because I'm not a fan of the other sports doesn't mean I don't take into consideration how fucking difficult they are.
Yeah.
Golf, Exhibit A. Fuck right. Me, man. How do you even hit a golf ball? It's so hard. Hurling, another example. Gah, tough sport. Be able to play, but a tough sport. Rugby, tough sport. You're going to get a clatter off some fella who's about 120 kilo. He's going to hurt. I take into consideration how tough they are. So I don't underappreciate that.
Right.
Don't like to watch them. Rugby, because there's too much technique in hurling. I'm not saying there's no technique in rugby.
No, but I think you'd be more effective just running with the ball in rugby. If you can do that.
And I'm not saying I'm not going to get clattered or end up in the matter after.
No, but you're more effective than if someone gave you a blade and hole and said, right, there you go there, pal.
Yeah. Trying a blade and hurt a slit. Did you ever try and hurt a slit that were
right,
a hole?
It's like hitting a blade in a house brick.
Bro, watch it. And your wrists.
Yeah, to shock you to get up into your shoulder and all. And you're story, like, man. How are you hitting this 80 yards, 40 feet in the air?
And perfectly.
Yeah.
How?
How? How? Have you ever seen when you catch it and all? And like the arm isn't broke. How did you do that?
Yeah, yeah, it's mad, yeah. And then their ankles and all must be in rag or a belt of the hole.
Bouncing her off each other's feet, yeah.
Shane winking at you. Right, next one, Calvin, yeah. Would you rather always have the perfect comeback or always have the perfect haircut without another trip to the barbers? The perfect comeback. The perfect comeback's ideal.
I feel like we're all sounding like a fucking pretentious prick. I feel like I get good comebacks a lot.
Yes, I think you do as well, yeah.
I think I'd take to...
I think most townies do.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we're always on the back foot.
Yeah, like, you're always ready. You're always ready.
What did you say before? My laces are always tight as well.
Yeah, just in case.
Tripping.
Yeah, just in case. One for me and one for Justin. Yeah. Justin who? Just in case.
Let me throw this out there. I love a trip to the barbers, by the way. I love going up to the boys. Shout out to 400, by the way. But I love going up to the boys. I love having the band. I love getting my hair cut. I don't see the barbers. I know most people do see it as like, oh, to go and get my hair cut. Of course, there's days like that. But I love going up, having my little coffee in the morning, going up to the boys and bouncing off each other. You know what I mean? I do enjoy it.
Mm.
It's actually a thing that I look forward to every week.
It's not that I don't like going to the barbers.
It's tedious. It's convenient.
Oh, like, if I could remove it, I would. It's like shaving, bro.
Yeah, but that's your blade mad AI mind on you.
I just don't want to do it.
You're just all about like...
productivity.
Yeah.
Efficiency. Getting it done.
But yeah, but it's mad.
Efficient.
It's a proper one of them mindsets. It's like fucking Zuckerberg and all.
But yeah, I'd take the not going to the barbers. Fuck that. We don't even know who sent that one in. Blank. Do you know what I liked last week's episode? When people sent them in where they were, I was like, this is Anto from Donamead. I was like, you're better with that, Donamead.
Remember I told you about your man running up to me at Forbidden Fruit?
Yeah. Tell everyone what happened.
That's it. don't think just answer. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And he's like, I'd rather be blind for life or deaf for life. Yeah, and I was laughing, I couldn't answer. He's like, stop fucking thinking and just answer it, right? But here's the funny part, yeah? He's been pulling Owen in real life.
What?
Yeah, and Owen never told us about this.
Owen doesn't tell his aunt.
No, he doesn't.
Tell his aunt what happens outside of this building in the building.
No.
Remember we found out he went to Japan.
Yeah, well, he found out we can drive the other week and I'm shocked. He went to Japan.
Owen did?
Yeah.
When?
Long
before.
Time ago. Yeah. In the past.
Yeah.
He went to Japan. He's done
He's drove.
Yeah, we know he has kids because he's on paternity leave every blade 6 months, the fella. What do we know? We know nothing about the man. He's in his 30s. He went to Japan and he drives and has two kids. That's all I know about him. Yeah. And we're related somewhere down the line.
And you know, did I ever tell you this? His brother was at a wedding with Burroughs a few months ago. And he was like, you train Calvin. He's like, how do you know? He's like, my brother edits his podcast. And we're like, your brother's Owen. They had a bonding moment. And Owen just didn't want to tell me about that.
Yeah. So
back next week. He's going to cut all this as well.
None of this is going to be in it, which is the worst part about it. Because the amount of oxygen that I'm at the way.
Let people know.
Yeah. But your man's been pulling Owen at Shell's matches. He said he sent her in so many times. He said, and if Owen doesn't put this in the fucking episode, and I was like, mate, don't worry, I'm
what, he told you he pulls Owen at Shell's matches?
Yeah, he said, I see Owen at the Shell's matches and all.
And the man, how does he know who Owen is?
Oh, the amount of people that pulled me about Owen. A copper pulled me and complimented Owen as well. And us, by the way. Do you know what? We had a good conversation.
Yeah,
I'll tell he you pulled this. Me. No, I'm not. I'll walk out. What can you do if I walk out?
I'll just read the questions as well.
And answer them yourself.
Would you rather be hot? Called the next question.
A fella pulled me at a forbidden fruit as well, and just said loves the podcast now, and he goes, yeah, you won't believe where I walk as, and I says, go on, and he goes, I'm a copper, and instantly I just asked him the main question that we always ask when an undercover copper pulls us, well, can I call him undercover if he was just off duty, an off duty copper? Yeah. I didn't know whether he was taking drugs or not.
Is he not now take drugs in a spirit?
I mean, all people. Anyways, yeah. He said, where was I going with that?
You asked him a question that you asked.
Sorry, the main question that you always asked him when they put you like that. You go, I says, what?
Am I being detained?
Yeah. And after that, so I said to him, what's it like for you listening as a copper? I said, because most coppers don't like it. And we've had experiences where they have no problem telling us. And he said, to be honest with you, I love the podcast. I think it's hilarious. I think the content is good. And I've never been...
Offended
by the podcast. And I thought, that's great. That is a good thing.
That says a lot.
But you remember another copper pulled us before we were on the beach. And he said, I agree with 95% of the things you say about them.
He drunk texted me a few weeks ago. Went on a rant and gave him a load.
Who did it?
He went on a mad one. And I was like... Mate, I thought you disagreed with us. And he's like, I did before, but like, you know.
No, he said I agree with 90% of what you say.
And then
I remember we were like, what was the 10%?
And he went on a mad one then. And I was like, I thought you disagreed. And he was like, so he came around, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think he had to put up the fight because he was on the back foot.
Yeah.
I mean, he got defensive about it, but then realised.
But
they fucking have a point.
Someone said before to me, if we're offended by it, that means we're guilty of it. You know what I mean?
Triggering something.
Because don't get it twisted. If someone said all podcasters are fucking scumbags and wankers, would we feel offended by it? You probably would. And you're saying a whole line of work. Do you get me? So I understand that point of view. But then there's coppers going, no, I'm not offended because I know I'm not like that. And I know there is people like that. It's like, okay. Especially when you're only speaking about an experience or experiences you've had with that line of work. So that's that. And anyways, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Harry.
Yeah, so it's not fuck the guard anymore.
No, because they are mates now.
Some of them are all right. Delete. I feel
sick. Do you want to go the next one? I'm going to go with this one.
Come on, go. I'll go. You've done the...
I need to reward this one.
Oh, go on.
When putting cups in the press, he said cupboard. Putting cups in the press, are you upside down or right way up? That's from Kevin.
You put your cups upside down.
Why?
Oh, are you one of them?
Why do you put them upside down?
No, you don't put them upside down.
Okay.
You're saying because the dust will go into them?
Yes.
No, bro. Because now you're putting the lip on the press.
Make sure your press is clean.
I know that, but come on. Be honest with me, bro. Yeah, how many times do you clean your presses? Like the insides, the shelves and all.
Teddy, you'd be surprised. I used to be a cleaner in the past.
No, I understand that, bro.
I do be getting ledges, bro. I guarantee you haven't done the ledges in your gaff.
What's the ledges?
There you go.
Skateboards?
No. Ledges everywhere, bro. Everywhere. Everywhere there's a ledge. Everywhere there could be a lip of dust. Anywhere.
Yeah, I do the ledges, bro. I do my window sill, me fucking...
No sill.
Still no.
No, still.
Wow, there's a zinger. Right, still. I'm going to put this one out on the internet because I don't like that you're a sender.
What?
A windowsill. Seal. Oh, that's it.
You said steel.
It's steel.
So there's the glass and this part here. That's still the window. So it's window steel.
It's, what did you say it is?
Sill. Window sill.
Spell that.
S-O-L-L. Sill.
Zinger going out. Never. This going out on the Tuesday. This will be going out on Tuesday as well. Do you call it window steel?
But see that up there on top of the door?
Yeah,
that'd be a ledge as well. No, so you'd have to do that,
bro. That's, I do the skirtings.
Yeah, no, I do
that. But I just do that because I'm sweeping the floor. You just run the sweep brush across the skirt.
Yeah, now I do them, bro. The ledges.
Yeah,
you can see the dust up there, mate.
Give her over.
We do all of it, bro. There. All of it. Stay top there. Of the presses and all. Down the side in the press. Hell yeah, all that gets done.
Do you know, you sound like a fella I was in the hospital with last year. Remember when we tried jamming on the ledge? I was in the hospital. He was allergic to dust. You had a phobia of dust, bro. Yeah, you want to see this fella threatening the nose and all? Dust. I know the dust. I was in the coal mines and all. He was saying the dust in here, and he was getting up and running the muck. They had to move him off the ward cabin because of dust, bro. And you sound like him right now. He's like, are you not breathing in the dust? I was like,
Terry, I used to get paid to do that, and then you'd get a phone call. You'd be like, there's a speck of dust left in there, and you get fucking the headache off it. So you're conditioned to get rid of that.
Yeah, put your I put my cups upside up.
I put them, what do you call it? Right side up.
Did you upside say? Up.
Upside up.
What do you call it? If it's upside down, it's upside up, no?
Yeah, it says right side up, or right way up on this one. That's from Kevin, I put them upside down.
Right, here we go. From Luke. Question for you, lads. I watched that Ashley Madison on Netflix with the missus, and the discussion was, if your partner cheated on you for years, would you rather it be with one person or loads of different people? As in, like, develop another relationship with a woman, have feelings and all, or just one night stands with different women for one reason only?
I don't know what that is.
Just...
Do you know what that is?
The documentary?
Hmm.
No. But he's had to explain in the gowns of it. She's either the fella or the board in the relationship has a whole other relationship, I'd imagine. Yeah. Just leave, pal. Even if it's just... If it's one person.
What, one is too many?
Yeah, man. Like, there's no second chances on cheating. No second chances on cheating. I'm not having that.
Why are we getting all relationship questions? Now, in fairness, we asked for this because we'd be like, send us in your questions.
Dilemmas. And then they start sending them in and we're like, what are you sending them for?
Yeah, yous are too serious.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I've never seen it, so I don't. Yeah, we'll just say one. If it's one or many, we'll just say one.
What would you prefer?
Yeah, you have to take an option.
Well, one night stands is obviously worse. If you were aboard before, yeah, and she's been riding every Friday and Saturday night and you didn't know about all the different blokes, surely that's worse.
I do say this all the time. You nearly have to, like, take your hat off the people who have separate whole relationships.
Yeah, man.
And neither person knows about it.
Yeah.
Like, mate, I barely have time to pick me nose. How the fuck am I going to have another board? Do you know what I mean? And then, like, do you know the people, like, oh, she didn't know, and then she didn't know, and be like, come on out with that. Someone knew and just never said that. And yeah. Do you know what I mean? But yeah.
Here's the joke. Ashley Madison scandal was on the dating site where people in relationships finding affairs got hacked and 37 million customers' personal data was at risk of being exposed.
John McGuckin was talking about this on Staller. It's the name of a website and you could sign up for it to cheat and you'd get matched with someone. Like, it's just for people who cheat. You go on, put your details in. And it got
good
hacked.
Good idea, isn't it? Like, if you're into that business.
It got hacked. And the people who hacked it go on to the people who own it and says, shut this down or we're going to leak the information. And they never did. So they leaked all the information. And, like, people killed themselves and all over it. Didn't they? Well, so Joe was saying, well, take that with a pinch of salt because Joe said it.
Right, on to the next.
The nicknames.
The first word I've seen is foreskin. I don't know where that's going.
Can we just call out about the fucking the nicknames? I keep getting sent this one. And I got told this one years ago in work as well. And it's one of them myths. Yeah. Oh, I knew a fella called Chili because his dad's name is Con Carney and it's down the country. How many fucking Con Carneys is that in this fucking country?
Yeah.
You don't know Chili, so don't be lying. You're not getting a shout out on the podcast.
Right. Hi, lads. Wonder where he's from, does it say? No, it doesn't say. Fuck's sake. Right. Hi, lads. You was always take the mick out of names and wanted your 2 cents on mine. My mum called me Oscar because she was watching the Oscars on telly when she was pregnant and thought I might end up famous being called Oscar. Safe to say I'm not famous. Oscar.
How many Oscars do we know that are famous?
Oscar, like, De La Hoya.
One.
What's your second name is the big one. See, if you have a good second name, remember we were talking about before?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Destined to be famous.
Oscar O'Hara or something.
That O-O-H, famous. The ooh fella.
Ooh.
Oscar Pistorius, famous for the wrong reasons.
Still famous.
Oscar Wilde, Oscar
off Chelsea.
Yeah.
Just Oscar.
That was a nickname, wasn't it?
No, it was just Oscar to me, bro.
Yeah.
Oscar Isaac.
Oh, the actor. Your man knows Star Wars. Yeah.
So there's only a handful of them. So she was putting her in a small percentage of the world.
Yeah. There is a second name. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, destined to be famous.
But Leonardo, as a first name, yeah, he's probably going to be famous.
Mm.
Even Leonardo da Vinci, is that his name?
Yep.
Michelangelo, what was his name?
Michelangelo.
Just Michelangelo?
I don't know, Michelangelo, fucking, yeah.
But you know he was going to be famous.
Yeah, more about nicknames from before.
Oscar, being famous isn't all that either, bro. I wouldn't be into it, bro. Look at the bleeding McGregor fella. He goes to Moscow and there's like streets full of people. Can't go for a walk in Moscow. If Leonardo DiCaprio come over here, he wouldn't be able to go on a walk up to Fino. Like Nelly Furtado had Kilmainham hopping with thousands of people. Do you think she could have went out for a gaggle there?
She probably could have. Paul Rudd is making a film in the middle of Dundrum and he has a Lifestyle sports bag in his hand going through the escalators in Dundrum. Paul Rudd.
Kendrick Lamar done a music video on Stephen's client.
There you go. I think we don't like to give famous people credit because you'd be like, who do you think you are?
No, it's not that. I'm genuinely thinking that there's a level of fame where you can't go for a walk anymore.
Yeah, but in Ireland.
Surely it's not that.
What about Jay-Z and...
McGregor couldn't go for a walk here, bro.
He's in the pub every bleeding night.
Yeah, but he knows he's in the pub. He has his section. He has his bouncers. If he wanted to get a coffee, I'm going to walk through the Fino.
Jay-Z and Beyonce did it. Don't be just taunting them. Make me agree with you.
Because she's...
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian went to the pictures in fucking Port Leash.
What's the population of Port Leash?
A few thousand, bro.
Would it be?
They went to pictures. You're sitting in the same spot for 2 hours. Surely one person would have seen you and said, Kanye West is in there with Kim Kardashian. 2 hours later, they're still going to be there. Not a bother to them. I think in Ireland, it's different. I'm telling you, we don't want to give famous people credit. Do you know what I mean? Because then you think they're too big for their boots.
Don't give a fucking anyways.
Yeah.
The Port Leash population is 22,000. That's actually a lot more than I would have thought.
Big 22,000. Place.
22,000.
Yeah, but like 5,000 of them are in prison. There's a fella in my town and I never knew why he was called Pothole. So I asked my fella and he said, what do you do when you're driving up the road and you see a pothole? I said, avoid it. He said, exactly. And that's what you do when you see him.
No, few people. Yeah, we can call him Pothole. Yeah? Foreskin. He was called Foreskin because he always disappeared and things got hard. That's a bit strange to be calling the young fella Foreskin, no? Calvin.
A guy I know, we called him Bungalow because there was nothing upstairs.
Bro, imagine like, you're introducing your board to one of the boys, you're like, this is Foreskin. Yeah, like, the effort of explaining that, no? I'm not into it anyways.
That's the whole point of nicknames, isn't it?
Yeah, but Foreskin, bro. Would you rather be able to change one event in the past or predict one event in the future with absolute certainty?
By Leon G. Don't call yourself Leon G.
Yeah, don't be doing that, bro.
Don't be doing that. Predict one event or change one event. See, you have to say something like, all right, stop the start of World War II.
Let me. Now I would stop JFK getting shot. I got a message today. Last week's bonus episode, I said, fuck loud. Where's this message going? Peter just said, fuck loud, yeah? You'll get a box of his walking up Grafton Street with no emojis.
Yeah, serious.
Full stop. So he sent him back laughing face and he liked it, so I don't know whether he's serious or not.
Yeah, you sent him back laughing face because you didn't know what to reply. You were nervous.
Now I'll have a go off. Peter, you know I'll have a go off you.
Will you?
We'll have a strainer off you in the middle of Grafton Street.
The way I look at this, you made your bed, you may lie in it.
Do you know, sometimes I listen back to the bonus episode today and sometimes I go, where did my problem with loud come from? I've never had an issue with loud. And for some reason last week I said, fuck loud.
Mm.
I've no issue with loud. But I do that a lot.
It's only up the road.
Bro, I do that all the time. I say something and I'm going, we don't even have an issue there. I just said that.
Someone asked us to rank the counties 1 to 32. And I'm like, the effort of that, mate.
1 to 32. Yeah.
Effort of that.
Did we not have 28?
No, it's 32.
And it's meant to be 35 or something. What is it? Have you got 28 counties?
No, it's 26 and it's meant to be 26, 32.
Sorry, yeah.
And 26. It's meant to be 32.
Yeah. But we've 26.
Yeah. In the Republic.
Yeah.
And then we 6 in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Give us your bottom 3 counties.
Bottom 3. Loud, Leitrim, Longford. Done.
What about Limerick?
We have a county called Westmeath.
Yeah. And there's no Eastmeath.
Yeah. I'm fuck Westmeath.
Right. Now, back to the question. One event in the future you can predict or one event in the past you can change.
See, can that event in the future involve me? So I can say Tarjan Calvin doing a sellout show in Crow Park, and it's going to happen with absolute certainty.
I have to predict it. I don't know. Yeah.
Or, obviously, something in the past.
Yeah, would you change JFK getting shot? No.
I was messing. I don't care enough. See, that'd be a thing now. See, some weeks now, if you had asked me that next week, I'd probably say, yeah, I would, yeah. And I'd stand over it, and then I'd listen back to it, and I'd go, why do I give it? I can't stand the umble. Knew nothing about him. Nothing about him. An event in the past is a good one. I'd have to say, like, the English coming over or something, would you? That makes sense. Like, coming over because, yeah, it's our fault for... A lot of wrongdoing in this country.
A lot of wrongdoing in the world.
Yeah.
We were discussing about how much of a kip the UK actually is outside of London. Like, they're borderline third world outside of London. Do you ever see all the videos in the towns? They're all just boarded up. There's no shops open. Boarded up. And, like, they're all just neglected.
Yeah.
So, like, the UK, we feel this. We fucking do.
Yeah.
We're all aware struggling to get on. London's living her up. I'll predict the one event in the future. Do I have to say what event there is?
Wait, you're just not going to say it? Am I going to wrap the episode up?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Luke? What is the point?
I don't know. I'll predict with absolute certainty. Oh, I don't know.
Well, surely it involves you. Like, surely you'll put it to your own benefit. Or I would deal Liam and Noel Gallagher to come back.
See, they're supposed to be coming back for...
I'm sick of hearing about it dance.
I know, but... They done that fucking thing. Liam was always saying, I'm waiting for him.
But then there's videos of Noel saying, tell him to ring me and all. Yeah. And
supposedly he said he'd do it if they can do the hologram thing, like what ABBA do. ABBA, like in England, there's this like ABBA experience. So it's like an ABBA concert, but they're all holograms. It's not actually the band. Stupid, isn't it?
What is the point in that?
I think ABBA make millions off a tour, by the way. Why don't they get back together? So you predict Oasis getting back together?
See, if you're a DJ,
yeah,
can you play any song in the world?
I'd imagine so.
At a gig. So why doesn't, like, let's say the hologram thing, that's pointless in my opinion. So why doesn't somebody just DJ and then play all Oasis songs on it if you're going to do a hologram thing?
You do. Remember your man, the Oasis tribute.
That's a tribute thing. Remember, but I mean, why would you not?
The big, the boys, the Irish boys over here live forever. They're big fans of the podcast.
Legends. But let's say the hologram thing, that's basically just that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, look.
But you get it, you're getting Liam and Noel's voice.
Yeah, but you can just play the fucking song.
Are you predicting Oasis getting back together?
Yeah, the two boys. The former Talking Bollocks show, actually, in Kroger.
See, I don't get this question because it's annoying me. Am I predicting something and, like, what I say is coming true?
Yeah.
Or will I just be like, I want to predict the next Premier League winners or something? So, like, it's an event that's going to happen. I just know every detail of it.
No, bro.
See, this is what I want to be here twisting this question. Rinsing the question. No, you can't do this and your family's going to do it.
But this is why, because I feel like blowing her up now.
I'll wrap her up right now.
Right, that's the final question on the final ever episode of the bonus episodes.
Until Owen comes back. Yeah, well, I'll go on protest as well.
Right, I'm never doing another episode again.
Send your questions into
talkingbollocks@gowloudnow.com.
Right, so that's it for this week. We're on protest now. No more episodes.
No more episodes.
That's it.
Yeah. See you later.
Boom!
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.